a cow barn or a mule barn, something like that?
No, I had just a barn. We don't have any special.
Right, okay. Well, what about your hogs? Where would they be kept on a farm?
Just in a hog pen.
Okay. You ever heard of a fancy one called a hog parlor?
Mm-mm.
Never heard of that, okay. Was there any special place where a farmer might milk his cows that you heard about?
Well, a dairy? I mean, I don't know.
A what?
A dairy? I mean, sure. That's just not any dairies around here.
Right. When you think of dairy, you would think of maybe just a farm where they just raise milk cows
and nothing else. That's when they keep them in a cow barn. I mean, something like that. You know,
right.
When they bring them inside, but around here, they just roam around.
Sure. Right. Okay, fine. What about a building where horses might be kept?
A stable.
Mm-hmm. Would you have a stable just on a regular farm, or would that be specialized too?
You might, yeah. I reckon if you had horses, you'd probably have a stable. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Probably so.
Okay. What would you call the open area around the barn where the cattle or the animals might be free to walk around?
Just a barnyard, I mean, just, yeah.
Okay. What about a place where cattle graze?
Pasture.
Yeah. Around here, when you think of a pasture, do you think of it being fenced in or not?
Mm-hmm, but I mean, it's usually real big, you know. It's not limited at all. It just goes on real. That's what I think of anyway.
Right. What kind of fencing would you have around the pasture around here?
Nothing electric, just a fence. I mean, there's a catch pen, you know, when they get ready to sell.
Mm-hmm.
They put them in that.
Yeah. Do you know any names for different types of fencing?
There's a barbed wire fence and picket fence. And, that's the only two I know.
You ever seen a kind of an old-fashioned one made out of split rails?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, split rail fence, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's one on the street out there.
Oh, right here?
Mm, it's on down past Chestnuts, you know, before you turn off on this hill.
I see. Is it just for decoration, mostly, you reckon?
I think it probably it is. I don't know. It separates the garden from the house.
Yes, I see. Okay. Talking about putting up a fence, those things that you have to dig holes for when you're putting up a fence, you call them the...
Post hole. Or something. That's what I call it.
Okay, just one of those things that you string the wire across, you call that a
post.
Sure, and if you talk about several of them, talk about four or five.
Post.
Sure, okay. Was there ever any cotton grown in this area?
Mm-hmm. I think now it's into soybeans, but cotton used to, about 5 years ago, they really did have a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's two cotton gins in Woodlands County, so.
Is that right? Sound like more than we have at home. What about talking about working with cotton? Does the expression chop cotton mean anything to you?
Mm-hmm.
What would that be?
That would be just chopping it. I mean, I've heard in songs and stuff, particularly in this area. You know?
Mm-hmm. And if you were doing that yourself, you'd call yourself?
Chopping cotton.
All right, okay. Any idea what kind of grass might grow in a cotton field that a farmer would want to get rid of?
Weeds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all I think.
Yeah, nothing in particular, maybe.
Briars, probably here at one pose in there.
Right. Cuckleburs or Johnson grass, that kind of
Johnson grass.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about talking about a farm? If a farmer is raising cotton, maybe, or corn, he'd say that that grows in a big
row. Cotton or corn?
Mm-hmm.
You know, growing rows are in a big field, cotton field.
Right. You ever heard maybe something smaller than a field called something different? Maybe if you had just peas growing in a
pea patch or something like that.
Yeah, right. So when you think of patch, you'd think that it was smaller than a field? Okay, fine. Around here, have you ever seen any walls or